Okay. So you know the word meme. I have this friend of a friend who insists on pronouncing the word mem. It's totally insufferable. But I have to give this to them. It actually kind of makes sense. Because meme comes from the Greek word mimema, which means to imitate. And we use that word all the time to talk about these things that we see spreading around online. Lolcats, the distracted boyfriend, is this a pigeon? But when we first started using the word meme, it had nothing to do with the internet. The word's been around since the 70s, and it came from an evolutionary biologist. But you don't usually hear about that link.
I've always found this kind of unsatisfying because it's like, how did this concept in social science research suddenly become the name of an internet cultural phenomenon? Like, how did it cross over?
Meme history and the evolution of language? Oh yeah, we're going there. Science Diction is a new podcast all about words like these and the science stories tucked away within them. It's hosted by me, Johanna Mayer, and it's coming to you from Science Friday and WNYC Studios on March 10th. If you like your etymology with the side of science, Science Diction is the show for you. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.